This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisani with the news headlines first. Prime Minister Sir Bahadur Deuba says government will take patronage of Nepalese in Afghanistan. Over 150 houses in Bajura at risk of dry landslide. And UK Prime Minister says Afghanistan must not be terror breeding ground. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Sir Bahadur Deuba has informed that the government will provide necessary coordination and guardianship to Nepalese waiting for security and rescue in Afghanistan. He tweeted this morning that the government would fulfill his responsibility with vigilance and seriousness. The Prime Minister also said that instructions have been given on Sunday to take the facts of the presence and situation of Nepalese in Afghanistan and make arrangements for rescue in case of emergency. Foreigners in the Afghan capital Kabul have been returning home after the Taliban seized control of the president's office, while various countries have rescued and repatriated their stranded citizens. The government had decided to rescue Nepalese from Afghanistan as soon as possible. Government spokesperson and Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Gyanendra Bahadur Karki said a meeting of the Council of Ministers held at the Prime Minister's residence in Balwata this morning took a decision to this effect. Spokesperson Karki said that the concerned bodies of the government of Nepal have been instructed to work in a coordinated manner for this purpose. Two persons died in a road accident in Banke district. The accident took place when a truck heading towards east-west highway hit a motorcycle at Rapti Sonari Rural Municipality 1. Police informed that the deceased have been identified as Chetan Bohra and Pradeep Chaudhary. Police have confiscated the vehicle and arrested its driver. A dry landslide has continued to fall at Swami Karthik Rural Municipality 1 at East Northern Belt in Bajura District, putting over 150 houses at risk of being washed away. The local residents said the landslip at the lower part of Runi village and near Tudari village has caused risk of the Karnali River being blocked. The landslide has continued to fall for the past 2 days, said Lakshman Joshi, coordinator of Jagannathpur municipality. As a result, the areas around Juddi are at a risk of being swept away. The Meteorological Forecasting Division said the weather to remain generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. The division said light to moderate rain is likely to occur at some places of the country and there are chances of heavy rain with thunder and lightning at a few places of Province 1, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. U.S. troops are taking control of Kabul's international airport while desperate residents try to flee the city after the Taliban seized Afghanistan. The U.S. military has secured the site and is taking over air traffic control to evacuate American and allied staff. But commercial flights have mostly been suspended, stranding hundreds of Afghans and other foreign nationals. The Taliban claimed victory after the government collapsed on Sunday. Officials in Haiti have confirmed at least 1,297 people are dead after a powerful 7.2 magnitude earthquake hit the Caribbean nation on Saturday. Rescuers are peeking through rubble in a desperate search for any survivors. Homes, churches and schools were among buildings flattened in the quake. Some hospitals were left overwhelmed and in need of supplies. Officials say an unknown number of people are missing and about 5,700 have been injured. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson has said no one wants Afghanistan to become a breeding ground for terror as the Taliban enters capital Kabul. Speaking after a meeting of the Emergency Cobra Committee, he said the situation continues to be extremely difficult and will get even more so. He called on like-minded powers to work together and not recognize any new government without agreement. The UK Parliament is being recalled on Wednesday to discuss the situation. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Prime Minister Sir Bahadur Deuba says government will take patronage of Nepalese in Afghanistan. Over 150 houses in Bajura at risk of a dry landslide, and UK Prime Minister says Afghanistan must not be terror breeding ground. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned. Have a good day.